The Philadelphia City Council is weighing a bill that would stop the city from burning its trash and instead send all of it to the landfill. WHOY Sophia Schmidt visited Chester on Friday with council members and staff to see the biggest incinerator the city uses.
The Delaware Valley Resource Recovery Facility sits along the Delaware River in Chester, just blocks from the nearest homes. The facility burns thousands of tons of Philadelphia's trash each year and releases pollutants that can make asthma worse. Chester Mayor Stefan Roots told council members and staff he wants Philadelphia's trash out of his city.
I know the contract is going to be up for renewal. If you guys can choose to find somewhere else, we'd love it.
Philadelphia's waste disposal contract with ReWorld, the company that operates the incinerator, expires this summer. The company frames incineration as a sustainable alternative to landfilling and says pollution from its Chester facility is below government limits. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
AI is assisting with lesson plans at schools across New Jersey and parts of the country. A recent report from the Center for Technology and Democracy found that two-thirds of teachers it interviewed use the emerging technology. That's a jump from half the previous year. Amy Allen, an assistant professor at Virginia's Tech School of Education, says lots of teachers have opted to use AI to engage with students.
Even when teachers say, do not use this, you are not allowed, they are still using it. When teachers say, you can use it, then that actually gives the teachers a little bit of freedom to be able to help them learn how to use it.
Allen says school districts should take time to think about whether the technology helps meet learning goals in the classroom, along with other questions before AI is implemented in lesson plans. And in sports, the Philadelphia Sixers fell to the Detroit Pistons last night in Motown, 111-108. The Sixers dropped to 7th in the Eastern Conference. You're listening to 90.9 WHYY, your favorite public radio station.